Nathaniel Rakich, senior elections analyst with ABC and 538, is on the WBEN Troquhar College Lifeline. We're starting to see some polls come in after Tuesday night's debates. Nathaniel, what does it look like?
Yeah, so it is just a handful of polls, which I think is important to note. It'll have some more polls and some better quality polls this weekend, hopefully. But basically what we're seeing so far is the polls that we see have Harris gaining by about 1 percentage point nationally. Now, what does that mean? On one hand, that's, you know, a significant margin in a race that has been razor tight in a state like Pennsylvania. 1 point could make the difference. But on the other hand, that is still within the poll's margin of error. And as folks know, polls can be off by several points. So, it's possible that the race hasn't shifted at all or that it's just kind of noise in the data.
You know, debate reaction, I'm wondering, does it change over time? Could the reaction the day after be different a week after or a month after?
Yeah, for sure. That's an important part of why we need to wait for more data and kind of see how the story evolves. The way that, you know, the polls that you're seeing right now are polls that were conducted like literally the day after the debate. And you could see a situation where maybe a week later, maybe clips of the debate have filtered down to people who didn't actually tune in to it live. Maybe the way that the debate was spun in the media has become the predominant narrative rather than what people actually witnessed on Tuesday night. So, yes, absolutely. These things could change.
Donald Trump says there won't be another debate. He said that yesterday, continues to say that he won as well. Does the perception of him change even in the slightest if he refuses another debate?
No, Americans generally don't care whether, you know, they're not paying attention to kind of, you know, oh, who wants debate, who doesn't want a debate. You know, they'll tell you, oh, yes, more debates are good, but they're not generally going to punish a candidate for refusing to debate.
You know, there's so much focus, it seems, on national polls when we know the race is going to be decided in the battleground states. Why bother with these national polls? Why? What is the point?
Yeah, exactly. So the point is that, you know, you can survey the entire nation, obviously, and versus there are 7 states that are basically going to decide the election, which is the general consensus. And obviously, you can take 1 poll, and that is easier than taking 7 polls. And that gives you a general idea of, you know, like support nationally. It also, after an event like the debate, it can help you kind of figure out who gained and who lost, right? So if you have a poll showing Harris up by 2 points today, and, you know, 2 weeks ago, that same poll had Harris up by 1 point, that suggests that the race moved toward Harris by 1 point. And you can assume that the same thing happened in some of those swing states where you have maybe previous polls by other pollsters.
What are the battleground states right now? Where would you put them?
I would say that the most important battleground state is Pennsylvania. You know, it is big. It has a lot of electoral votes, and it's one of the closest states right now in the polls. But obviously, some of the usual suspects are also on the list. So Michigan and Wisconsin are the states in the Midwest, Arizona and Nevada in the Southwest, Georgia and North Carolina in the Southeast.
All right, we're 53 days out. Where does the race go from here? What are the next benchmarks? We don't have another debate, right? I mean, what is there?
Yeah, exactly. We're kind of flying blind, right? In past years, we have had more debates, as you know, and the debates have been later in the cycle. Even the first debate in past years has generally been around the end of September. So, yeah, exactly. We're just basically in for 8 weeks of campaigning and then, you know, possibly news stories about, you know, the candidates, you know, maybe, you know, not necessarily saying that like a scandal will break, but maybe some piece of bad news comes out about somebody, maybe some piece of good news comes out about somebody. So we don't know what's going to happen, which, you know, I know isn't necessarily what people want to hear, but unfortunately, it's the truth.
October surprise, right? I mean, that could still happen.
Exactly.
On either side.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Nathaniel, thanks. Appreciate the time this morning. Nathaniel Rakich, senior elections analyst with ABC and 538.